Reading for the semester next Tuesday night. And the readers are Leslie Silco and Tony Nelson. That reading will begin at 8 o'clock in the cellar of the Student Union. And our next reading will be 1 week from tonight in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union. Four of the Master of Fine Arts candidates will be reading: Neville Parker, Kenneth Pritchard, Clifford Saunders, and Lynn Saul. We had the first issue of the newsletter, and I brought a few extra copies. If you're in a class, you should be receiving it in class. If not, we'll have them out on the refreshment table. And tonight we'll have our refreshments just outside in the hall as soon as the reading is ended. And it's time for you to give me news for the next newsletter. Nicest thing about my job is getting to meet people like Lucille Clifton. And of course, the worst thing is that when you meet them, then they don't come again for 8 or 9 years. And just as you feel you've really found a soulmate, they go back off to Baltimore again. Lucille Clifton has written 19 books for children. Her most recent book of poetry is Two-Headed Woman, which is the winner of the 1980 Juniper Prize, an annual poetry award sponsored by the University of Massachusetts Press. Her other collections of poetry are Good Times, Good News About the Earth, and An Ordinary Woman. She's also written a family memoir called Generations. Her work appears in all the usual magazines. Her honors include 2 National Endowment grants. She's currently a Woodrow Wilson Fellow, and as I said earlier, she lives in Baltimore. It's such a great pleasure to have her back with us, Lucille Clifton.